Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Olmstead versus LC, which was decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 1999. The main question in Olmstead versus LC was whether Title II of the Americans with Disability Act, also known as the ADA, requires states to provide community-based treatment for individuals with mental disabilities instead of institutionalizing them. When such placement is appropriate, the individual desires it, and the placement can be reasonably accommodated without imposing an undue financial burden. In the facts of the case, LC and EW were two women diagnosed with intellectual disabilities. LC also had a diagnosis of schizophrenia and was voluntarily admitted to a regional hospital. After some time, her treatment team concluded that her needs could be met in a community-based program. LC later filed suit in U.S. District Court challenging her continued confinement, alleging that the state failed to place her in a community-based program once the treating professionals determined that that placement was appropriate, which violated Title II of ADA. EW, also diagnosed with personality disorder, filed suit with an identical claim. Title II of ADA specifies that no individual with a disability shall, by reason of such disability, be excluded from participation in a public entity's services. This requires a public entity to administer programs in the most integrated setting appropriate to the needs of the individuals with disabilities. This also requires public entities to make, quote, make reasonable modifications, end quote, to avoid discrimination on the basis of disability, but not with measures that would fundamentally alter the nature of the entity's programs. The district court granted partial summary judgment and ordered that the individuals be placed in an appropriate community-based treatment program. The court determined that unnecessary segregation amounted to unjustified segregation, which could not be excused by claims of insufficient funding. The 11th Circuit Court upheld this decision, but remanded the case for further consideration of the state's cost-based defense. The case was subsequently appealed to the Supreme Court. The holding. The court held that under the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, individuals with disabilities, including those with mental illness or developmental disabilities, have the right to live in the least restrictive environment possible, provided they do not object and the placement can be reasonably accommodated, considering the state's resources and the needs of others with disabilities. The court ruled that unnecessary institutionalization constitutes discrimination as it segregates individuals from society and hinders their ability to live independently. The majority rejected the dissent's argument that women, LC and EW, were not subjected to discrimination because they identified no comparison class of similarly situated individuals given preferential treatment. The majority clarified that the state's responsibilities were not boundless once it provided community-based treatment to qualified individuals. They noted the state must have more leeway than the lower courts understood the alteration defense to allow. In 2001, President Bush expanded the Olmstead decision to cover all persons with disabilities in an executive order. Overall, Olmstead versus LC reinforced the notion that the institutionalization of individuals with disabilities, particularly those with mental health conditions, was also discriminatory and that less restrictive community-based alternatives must be provided. In particular, if the state can provide alternatives at no more cost, it must do so.